الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We've been discussing this subject for a few weeks now with regard to ilm. What is ilm? Firstly, we've made it clear that this dunya's knowledge is not the knowledge which has got all the virtues. It is necessary dunya's knowledge. We have to live in this dunya, and how much it is necessary that we have to acquire. But this dunya's knowledge has also changed now into secular education, which means it isn't just about the matters of dunya, how to grow plants, etc., how to build houses, how to make clothes, etc. But now it has come in with the aspect that they took out Allah from the equation. And secular is that in which Allah does not feature, and that they believe they are the doers of things. And worse than that, they believe in the Darwin's theory of evolution, that man was born from a monkey. Man came from a monkey, na'uzubillah. And the Big Bang theory, so that is all totally out. Then as far as deeni knowledge is concerned, what we are acquiring there also, we should understand that it isn't just the knowledge, the words that are important, but the practice upon it. Like, for example, a person who touches a hot iron and burns, and somebody asks him, didn't you know it's hot? In other words, he did not know. So just the word, just to know, is not enough. The action, to have it in one's heart, that conviction, and then in one's action, that is what is called knowledge. Like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on one occasion said, that I see the time when knowledge will be lifted up. So Hazrat Ziyad radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the great faqis of Medina Munawwara. He said, oh Allah's Nabi, how will that happen? We are teaching the Quran to our children. They will keep on teaching it and it will carry on till Qiyamah. So how will the knowledge of deen be lifted up? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I always thought of you as a very intelligent person. Don't you see the Jews, Christians, they also teaching their kitabs, the Torah, Injil to their children. But has deen left? Is there any deen in them? The completely opposite of deen is in them. There is no deen in them. They might be thinking that they are orthodox Jews or they are practicing Christians, but there is no deen. Their aqidahs are destroyed completely. So that is not deen. Then the narrator of the hadith spoke to another great sahabi and mentioned this. He said, yes, it's absolutely correct. And the time will come when the masjid will be full with musallis, from the front to the back, from the wall to the wall. But not one person will have concentration and devotion. So that is knowledge, to make namaz with concentration and devotion. Not to know that we must make our namaz with concentration and devotion, but to make it with concentration and devotion. So that knowledge we have to acquire. So to acquire that knowledge, we have to see where we are going to acquire it. Hazrat Ibn Sirin, rahimahullah, great tabi, he says, إِنَّ هَذَا الْعِلْمُ دِينٌ فَانْظُرُوا أَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُوا دِينَكُمْ. That this knowledge of deen, this ilm is deen. That is, that what you practice with it, not just the words of it. And also to understand, just the words, etc., there are many Jews now presently, Christians, who know more of our deen than what we know. But that you can't call that ilm they've got. And that they've got great virtues, they are ulama. They are not at all. Because it's the opposite of it completely. So even if we just got the knowledge of deen, and we haven't got the yaqeen of it, we haven't got the practice on it, then that is not classified, it's not called knowledge of deen according to Sharia. So this we have to see, from who do we take it. It's very, very important. Any deal we do, we see with who we deal. If we know somebody is a corrupt person, we don't even buy ordinary things from that person. We keep away from that person. And to take our deen, we can't just take it from anyone. So to take this deen, for example, we don't see which is the nearest deen generally today is taught in our madaris. So don't see which madrasa is the closest to you. Don't see that which where the fees are the least. Don't see where the holidays suit us. Don't see that the year starts in January and ends in December, so that suits me. Don't look at all those things, that they have madrasa only Monday to Friday, for example. Have madrasa only in the morning. From the afternoon, Zohar time, you are free. In Fajr, you don't have to be there. From Zohar, in fact, you don't have to be there for Zohar also. And all the others, Mutala, all that is not supervised at all. So it might, many people feel that is very easy, and this is easy way for us to acquire knowledge. But it won't be knowledge at all. It will be just a superficial covering of knowledge. It won't be knowledge. And this knowledge also, we have to see not only who we are gaining it from. Like, for example, in that case, and as it is the case, many people are teaching it online also. So online, you will never get knowledge. You'll get the words of knowledge, but knowledge itself you can't get online. That comes from Sina, Basina, not from the mouth of the Ustad, what he speaks, but from the heart of the Ustad. And online, there is no heart that is in the process. It is just the words that come. And even like that from one's Ustad. And knowledge also, for example, a bayan also. I'm giving bayan now. If I'm teaching or if I'm writing a kitab also, it isn't the words that get conveyed. What is in the heart gets conveyed. That is the important thing. And as many people speak, one old lady went to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh and said, "This my little child, grandchild, he eats a lot of sweet things, and it's not healthy. Lot of sweet things, sweets, etc. So give him some advice." Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh said, "Come back with him after 1 week." She went after 1 week, and he only told her, "My son, my beloved son, don't eat sweet things. It's not healthy for you. It's not good." So the old lady said, "So much you could tell him last week also. Why you gave me the trouble to come back again and bring him?" So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, "I was eating sweet things. And if that came in that condition, I should tell him, it should have no effect. The words don't have an effect. Your practice has an effect. So I gave it up for this 1 week. Now they'll tell him, now it will have an effect on him." So it isn't just the words, it is what is in the heart of a person, what is in the practice of a person, what conviction a person has got. That is what counts. So we have to see that we take our knowledge from such places. Don't just see that which is more convenient, which is more nearer, etc. Or the fees are cheaper. Don't see that. And for that, in our context today, see that which madrasa, according to you, and this depends on you, in your heart you see. The reality of the matter only Allah knows. But you see that what you think is the madrasa where the ustads, nobody is perfect. But where the best is, where you can get your ustads who have got deen in them. And they practicing upon deen, and their knowledge is also the correct knowledge. That is also necessary. Ilm-e sahih must also be there, very important. And then fahm-e sahih, the proper understanding of that knowledge. And then amal-e sahih, that amal also. And in the amal comes iman and yaqeen also. There are many, many people today who know everything about deen, aqeedah also, but they haven't got conviction on it. They have got doubts about it. Doubts about Allah Ta'ala. Doubts about Akhirat. Doubts about with regard to the interface we see. That they doubts about our religion. But a person where we must have absolutely necessary the firm conviction only Islam is the right religion. There is no possibility of Christianity being correct, or that we can mix all the religions and make out one religion and we all live in peace. There is no possibility of that. Allah is the Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. Inna Deena Indallah Al-Islam. Islam is the only religion. So if we don't have that conviction and we see our ulama going to interfaith meetings, etc. And what is that? That is to make all the religions the same, or make one religion. Or that we accept Christianity. We don't, not that we believe in it, but we accommodate it. We accommodate Judaism, Hinduism. There is no question of it. We cannot accommodate it. We got our religion. Lana qul ya al kafirun la abudu ma ta'budun wa la antum abiduna ma abud. And then lakum dinukum waliya din. I got my way. So there is no possibility. So we have to see that also very important. And then what we have to take from the ustad also is not the words of the ustad. Take from the heart of the ustad. When we are sitting in sabaks also, don't take from the words of the ustad only, but it must come from the heart. And that is why adab is so much referred to, that we must have adab, respect. When we have that adab, and more than adab, we have love for the ustad. And now the ustad has love for us also. Then that knowledge flows into the heart. And if we don't have that, we can be sitting, there can be 20 students in a class. And 19 students have got respect, have got adab. One student hasn't got that. The ustad, it will be the same sabak, same class, same kitab. But that student will be deprived. He won't get that knowledge. But when he hasn't got, there is a spiritual block between him and his ustad. So he won't. Therefore, it is very necessary to see, make sure our ustads are happy with us. And this is not at all in secular education, Western education, that you have to worry, our ustad must be happy. There, the fights that take place in the classrooms, they are common. So there is no talk about that. But by us, it is a very big thing. In fact, Mufti Saeed Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, said, the two main causes why a person is deprived of deen's knowledge and of deen is qillat ta'addub. That is, he does not have adab. And qillat ta'abbud. He doesn't make Allah's ibadat. He's got the deen, but he makes very little, just the bare necessities. And when you only do the bare necessities, 100% you are not doing them properly. Only if you are doing your sunnat muakkada, sunnat ghair muakkada, your nawafil, then your faras quality comes right. If you are only doing your faras, just your basic, be 100% sure the quality is not correct. The quality only comes when we are doing all the other things. Then the quality of the faras comes right. And then we will do our faras. For example, namazas, the outward postures of namaz, we will do them correct. Inwardly, there will be reasonable concentration and devotion. But if we are not doing any of the others, we are not doing our nawafil, not doing sunnat ghair muakkada. It will have an effect on all the others also. So all this is required. So to get this knowledge, we have to see that we are getting it from the correct place. And then the adab and etiquette of knowledge, which are so many, which alhamdulillah, every Wednesday after Asr, Maulana Musa Patel reads from us what are the etiquettes and adab we must have. Fortunate are those students who listen and listen to practice. Not just it's one program, so it's a program. And we feel a bit hard, it's after Asr, it's our free time, and now we still have to sit here. And now, those who will listen properly and take heed, they will get the full benefit. So this knowledge of deen is very, very valuable. But let it not happen. Our whole life we spend acquiring knowledge, this outward knowledge. We didn't acquire the real knowledge with which there is practice. And each one can see for ourselves, how much are we at the main faras? of iman or of namaz. How much are we making our namaz correctly? If not, that means we are not acquiring this knowledge properly. If we are not regular for namaz, we are not making our namazes properly, then be sure that we are not acquiring this. This ilm is such, it will make us make our namaz correctly. And then our namazes will start improving, or at least we will be conscious that I must improve my ibadat, my namazes, I must improve them. If that is not happening, then be sure we are not acquiring this knowledge. It is just a superficial knowledge that we are acquiring, not in reality. And if we are just acquiring the superficial, then after that we will go and teach, and we will also teach the superficial knowledge, not the true knowledge. Our students will also, if we haven't got it in us, then how will our students practice? If we are still weak and we haven't got it in us, it's like, for example, a person didn't learn his makharij properly, pronunciation of ha, ghain, qaf, all these he didn't learn. He's reading it wrongly, and he's going to teach. He's going to teach wrong, and his students are going to learn wrong. So in the same way, if the amal is not in us, and we are going to teach, we will be teaching without the amal. And then this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam referred to, that the time will come that the outward teaching will be there, but it won't be in reality. And also, if we didn't learn it properly, then we won't be able to teach it. So we are engaged in teaching of deen, many of us, whole life. Inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq. And we get also fooled by this, that my whole life, 30, 40 years, I did deen's khidmat. I was teaching Hafiz class. I was teaching Alim class, 30, 40 years. But in fact, it must not happen that by Allah, there was nothing. We were thinking I was teaching, or the effort of deen we are making. And it isn't even in our hearts. We haven't got that conviction even in our hearts. And if we are doing it like today, especially if we acquire our knowledge from where we just go to madrasa from 7, 8 o'clock in the morning till 12, 1 o'clock, it's just like going to college. And with just as in college you get a degree, here you get a degree. And after that, we just use it to make an income. How many of us, we are teaching deen, we are teaching in the madrasa, we are doing imamat, but if it is not with sincerity, it is for the money. And we are doing it like we are working in somebody's shop, we are working in an office. So we're just doing it for the money, just for a living. And many of our ladies who are becoming alimas, many of them, they're doing it for an income. They're not doing it for teaching. The real teaching will be when knowledge will be there, then we will know Allah will suffice me. We won't worry about the wages. We won't worry that another place they're giving me 200 rand extra, so I'm going there. After 2 months, somewhere else they're giving me 200 rand extra, I go there. No, we will stick to the place as long as our needs are being fulfilled. We won't. So our object won't be the money. To take the wages is permissible, 100%. And in these times, the ulama have written, we should take the wages. But it must not be our object. We are teaching for deen. We want to teach deen. But if that is not the case, then it will happen. And it is very common, it's happening, that we are just teaching for the money. That is our object. So this is just like acquiring one degree. That is all. And that is not going to help us in Akhirah. Here in this dunya, we can carry on. People can tell us that you are teaching so much, and you are doing imamat and all. And also we see for that, like for example, with the imamat, many masjids have got four imams. 4 weeks in the month, for every week a different imam. And the week, the one imam, when it's not his duty, the 3 weeks, he's not seen in the masjid also. So if we are doing imamat, we have to make namaz. And namaz we have to make. But then why is it that we are not seen at all? And this, that it is possible we are making in another masjid. This is also one of shaitan's tricks, that you keep on making your namaz in one masjid. then it will keep you that I have to be there. But if we go different masjid, then we, in our mind, people will think I'm going to another masjid. Then we won't be making our namazes with jamaat. And you leave your namaz with jamaat, shaitan gets hold of you. Then your namazes start becoming qaza also. And then afterwards, you're not worried about your namazes also. And you are making imamat, but just as a job, not as a khidmat of deen, not as a service of deen, but you are just doing it as a job, just as an earning. The same thing with our teaching then. So therefore, we must see that we acquire this knowledge from the correct place, and the knowledge must come into us. And the measurement of whether the knowledge, not that we're passing imtihan, end of the year, the first quarter exam, half yearly, end of the year we passing exam. No, that is not the criteria. How much of deen is coming in my life? I wish the ayah says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَا. The ulama are those who have got the khashiyat, the fear, the love of Allah in their hearts. So by Allah you only get your sanad, and you are regarded as an alim when you have got this fear of Allah in your heart, the love of Allah in your heart. If you haven't got that, all the darulums can give you certificates, but it's not a certificate by Allah Ta'ala. So we have to get that proper knowledge, and we have to see that we get it. We can only get it where it is present. Where you can't get it where it isn't. You can't come here to the Darul Room and expect to become a medical doctor. That knowledge is not taught here. You can spend 100 years here, you won't become a medical doctor. You won't become a civil engineer. Yeah, if you come, you'll get this knowledge. So that place where this knowledge is, with the amal also, and the conviction in the asatiza, and the environment, and this is all, if that is, the effort is on the mizaj, the temperament of our elders, and which comes from kharihira, though it's very difficult, almost perhaps impossible for us to practice on it, but that is our aim. The Dar-e Arqam in Medina, Makkah Sharif, and Suffa in Medina Sharif, that is what our line is, and all our akabir. And also, the container must be correct also, the contents also must be correct. If the container is not correct, that is, for example, we only having classes from 7, 8 o'clock in the morning till 12, 1 o'clock, not the whole day's environment. And no takrar also, no mutala also, nobody's watching our namazes also. All those aspects are not coming in our life. No ma'mulat are coming in our lives. Just we are attending classes, we are passing there. And also in there, the other great, great harm is that when we are living out from the madrasa, our traveling on the road every day, when we're staying in the madrasa, there isn't a female to be seen also. But when we are walking on the road, our eyes are, and we are weak. And a person hasn't built that taqwa not to look. And billboards they are. We are watching that also. And then at home also, most of us, our homes, there is TV. There isn't parda. There isn't shari parda in our homes. All other things, the discussions and talks are only about dunya all the time. So our container is not an Islamic container, and we are putting Islam into a non-Islamic container. So it doesn't work in that way. If you go and put some hot milk in a paper cup, what will happen? Boiling water, you can put it in a paper cup. What will happen? So our cup, our mold is not correct also, and we're putting the pure Islam in there. And that also, it isn't in the first place the pure Islam. When it is only taught, like lectures are given, like in universities, colleges, lectures are given, then that won't have the effect. Yeah, it is that connection, and very, very important, and a great difference of our dini ta'aleem and our system of our akabir and our aslaf is that connection the ustad has with his student. It's not just like a lecturer who comes in the lecture room and he gives a lecture and then he goes away. He has nothing to do with the students. Students got nothing to do with him. Ye is a, not only adab, not only muhabbat, but connection also with the ustad. The more, and it is clear, whichever students had more connection with their ustad, more work was taken from them in later life. And if we were just like a number in the class, we got our student number, so we just like a number, no connection with the ustad. We don't meet with him, we don't talk with him, we don't ask him for duas, nothing. We just come to class and we just go away. So we just like a lecture we attended. A person doesn't benefit in that way. And it is quite clear, as we are sitting here, or we are all listening to the bayan, but there are those of us that we just listening to the bayan. Those of us that have respect for the speaker, we have love for the speaker, we have connection for the speaker, they benefit much more. Their hearts are much more inclined. And other people, just as a bayan, we're just listening to a bayan, so, and we don't even have to worry whether we practice or not. But those who are closely connected, they get the greater benefit. So the same with in the classroom also. So therefore, this knowledge is not, Allah has given us the opportunity. We have given all the students practically. We have given our youth for it. And that is the prime of our life. And the greatest ibadat is the ibadat of our youth. Allah loves mostly the ibadat of the youth. Normally it should be, though unfortunately that also has changed, that when a person gets old, he starts making ibadat. Now he sees, I'm old, I'm going to my qabr, let me make ibadat. But unfortunately many people, even in their old age, still don't turn to Allah. And normally it is young people, they've got all their jazbat, they want to do all their things, so they don't practice deen. So Allah loves the ibadat of the youth very greatly. And Allah has given the youth the opportunity of the greatest ibadat of acquiring knowledge. That is in the correct way. This is the time to acquire the knowledge with the amal also, with the yaqeen and the conviction also. And with that, that it goes not only into the ears, and from the ears in the brain, but from there it goes in the heart also. That we don't make that effort. We hear all the sabaks of the ustad. It goes into our ears. From the ears it goes into the brain. For many of us it only remains in the brain. And at the time of maut, وَحُسْفِلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, what is in the heart will be taken out. So if we didn't make the effort of bringing that conviction in the heart, and if it is in the heart rules the body. Our namazes will automatically, we won't need roll call, we won't need encouragement. A person will just make, if your heart dictates to you what you have to do. Whether you enjoy it in the masjid, or you feel like a bird in a cage in the masjid. You just want to get out. What is in the heart will come out. All the time. And we won't only, for example, wear Islamic dressing during madrasa time. It will be there. We are all the time it will be there with us. In fact, we want to sleep also with our topi on. We won't want to take off our topi even when we are sleep. We want that Islamic identity all the time. So Allah, to give us the tawfiq to understand what is this knowledge, where to get it from, how to get it, and then that how it should come into our lives. And we must understand that we are very responsible that this knowledge is being given to us, and now we'll have to impart it to others. And if we're not collecting it correctly, how are we going to impart it correctly? So it is very important. And if we do learn it correctly, with the amal, practice, yaqeen, conviction, and we spread it, deen will spread in the world. But today, unfortunately, even in our darul ulooms now, more modern things are coming. In all the dar rooms, computers coming, training students with their computer, school education in the darul ulooms, all these things don't work like that. So we have to get that pure knowledge. Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us to, it's a short while we have got, the only time we have got, our youth will never come back. The person who is in the madrasa and is here from the age of say 15 till 20, 22, 23, this age of his of 15 to 23 will never come back in his life. This is the only opportunity we have got. So So let us do the make the best of it. Allah give us all tawfiq.